I warn you, do not be concerned for your life, what you are to eat, or your body, what you are to wear. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Today we come to, as the opening prayer today reminds us, come to a saint remarkable for his life of penance and his lofty contemplation. How did this all happen? Well, the Lord gives us the answer in today's gospel. Do not seek for the things of this life. Seek first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things will be provided for you. St. Peter of Alcantara was a 16th century Spanish man who entered the Franciscans and proceeded even from an early age to live a life of extreme penance. And when I say extreme, I mean extreme. In his early reform, he would have the friars eat no meat or flesh. They would fast continually, do mental prayer for 3 hours a day, wear no sandals, only go in bare feet. And during his whole life, he himself lived a life of extreme penance. He told St. Teresa of Avila that he slept about an hour and a half a night. In order to overcome sleepiness, he would kneel down or stand and prevent himself from sleeping. And he ate every 3 days. One friar said he hadn't eaten for 8 days. So he sought first the kingdom of God, and all these things would be given to him. And the Lord tells us in the beginning of today's gospel, I warn you, do not be concerned for your life. Later, as you know, the Lord will say, if you gain your life, you will lose it. If you lose your life, you will gain it. So St. Peter of Alcantara lost his life in this world, didn't live for this world, hardly lived at all for the pleasures that most of us live for, and contemplated the Lord, a life of prayer. And when St. Teresa was having her reform and no one understood her, God sent St. Peter of Alcantara to the town of Avila to help her. He understood, and he told her she was on the right path. After all, to understand a woman, a person of prayer, you'd have to be a person of prayer yourself. And very few people can understand the mystics of this with these advanced stages of prayer. St. Peter did, and he gave St. Teresa of Avila great confidence. And she said of all peoples, he was the one who helped her the most in her life. And after he died, she said she saw more of him after he died, after his departure, than when he was living. God allowed St. Peter to come and talk to her and teach her and so forth, which when you think about it is an extraordinary statement. St. Teresa herself said, I saw more of him after his departure, his death, than I saw of him in life. Well, what can we say about giants of the spiritual life like St. Teresa of Avila and St. Peter of Alcantara? They lived not for this world, they lived for the next world. And they sought first the kingdom of God and his justice, and not the things of this world. And they're a great lesson for us. We very difficult to imitate them, but we certainly can live a life of penance and not complain so much and do a little more. After all, what are we here for? We're here to do penance. St. Francis was found an order of penance, the penitence of Assisi. And the Lord told us, unless we do penance, we shall all likewise perish. So penance is important in our lives. So we pray to St. Peter of Alcantara for the gift of penance. St. Teresa also said that she never asked anything of St. Peter that he didn't give her. And the Lord revealed to her that anybody who asks anything of St. Peter of Alcantara will receive it. so much of importance is this great man. Little known today, very few people know of anything about him, but he is truly one of the great lights in the church for a life of mortification and penance, and for a life of prayer and contemplation. And we need these in our days, where we need to flee the world, as the poet says, the world is too much with us, late and soon. Certainly, this certainly would apply to Saint Peter of Alcantara. The world is too much with us, and he would seek all the lofty places in the hills and the mountains for places where he could contemplate the Lord and seek the Lord. So we too should seek the Lord in prayer and penance. This is sort of what Our Lady said at Fatima too. She said many souls will go to hell because no one prays and sacrifices for them. So we too must pray and sacrifice for souls in our world which are going to be lost because no one prays and sacrifices. So if we had more Peter of Alcantara's and St. Teresa of Avila's around, people who would pray and sacrifice, we would turn this world around. So let us be inspired by this great Franciscan reformer of the 16th century. May the Lord bless you. Oh,